Rewind of Wednesdays. I'm your prank puppet where you send me out. This is only happening in January. We're on the third one and then we've another one next week and I'm done. I'm dusted. I'm not being your puppet. Doing pranks, going out and upsetting people.
We'll see about that.
Ask them to stick my wet finger in their ear. We got this lovely message in from Finn this morning.
Oh, when she comes, we all must hear Una's voice right in your ear. Mm-hmm. Her Cooper follows, bless his soul. We've seen him pick his nose, scratch his bum, and lose control. Yay! It's our favourite day of the week.
Yay! favourite day of the week, where last week, Una had me walk out, get into a taxi. I had no idea where I'm going, and that was the first question from the taxi driver. I was like, where are you off to? And I'm like, good question. Really, really good question. And then Una was trying to get me to do things to the taxi driver.
Ask him, tell him you want him to park. Park up so you can give him a wet willy.
Not this time.
Oh no, not this time. So picture
he
this.
Did it though.
Yeah. Then I started licking his head. So picture this: you have an AirPod in your ear, and the only person who can hear Una at that time is me. All right, I have a little hidden mic, and there's hidden cameras, and I'm basically instructed to go wherever I'm told to, and Una tells me what to do. So today, you're going to hear where I got sent yesterday, and that was to a cafe. And I swear to God, after this, you can forget about me doing another one. I am absolutely, the awkwardness, it was so bad.
Yeah.
I cannot deal with it.
It was so awkward. It's a hard but brilliant listen. Oh my God, it's so good.
It is so hard to listen that I nearly resigned. I'm not joking. But there's a letter written, got ChatGPT to do it, but there is a letter. Wednesdays is normally Wind Up Wednesdays with my friend there, Una, and I don't know how long we're going to be friends after this has been set up, because I've been doing your pranks, but I'm not doing them on the phone where I can hide behind a bit of plastic, Una.
No.
They're up front and personal.
Face to face.
Yeah.
And you've made a show of yourself, I have to say, over the past number of weeks. Honest to God. Like, you have no shame. Mortified for you. Scarlet for you. I just isn't going around scratching your bum in a pharmacy while everyone's watching you, telling them you're talking about your piles.
I've never had so many people send me that video on Instagram, on WhatsApp message, everything. And I'm like, what the hell? I can't do this anymore.
I think this week's one was, without a doubt, the most awkward to listen to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Shout out to Lorraine and Des from Savory Fair in Golden Island, Athlone, for allowing you to send me in and listen to you. And
thanks for being sound.
This poor waitress who had to put up with the nonsense you were getting me to do. Are you ready for it?
Oh, please, please.
Oh, my God.
Play it.
I actually just... I'm going to turn my headphones off because I cannot listen to this.
Hello, how are you? What's your name?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
That's right. What'd you like?
What would I like? It's a great question.
Hold on a second.
Just hold on a second there.
Hold on a second.
So very quickly, if you've never heard this, I'm the only one who can hear Una, who's not even in the room.
What do I want?
Be like a piece.
In a D4 accent. Hi, can I get an oat milk latte, please? Is your oat milk organically sourced?
Can I get an oat milk latte?
Of course.
Is your oat milk
organically sourced?
Organically sourced.
Yes.
It is.
Yes.
Don't try and dupe me with dairy, because I am...
Don't try and dupe me with the dairy, because, you know, I'm lactose intolerant.
I don't drink from the teat.
So, oat latte.
I don't drink from the teat.
I think it's vile that people drink a substance squeezed from a bovine boob.
Listen out,
I just think it's vile, you know, that people would drink from a substance of a bovine type, you know.
A bovine boob, genuinely.
A bovine boob, genuinely, yeah. You know, so.
Is there any chance you could do something about the lighting in here?
Oh. Is there any chance you could do something about the lighting in here?
Lighter?
The lighting.
It's giving prison vibes.
That's sure.
It's giving... prison vibes, so you know.
Okay, I will ask Lori, maybe she will.
Okay, so I'll have like the Avo eggs on toast.
So I'll have the Avo eggs on toast.
Toast.
Can I ask that the eggs be organic? Because I've just
gone vegan. Are the eggs organic?
Eggs organic.
They are organic early? Because I've just gone vegan.
Switch to Cork. Are you sitting down?
Yeah. So, would you like toast and was it organic?
Switch to Cork. Sorry, no. Come here, waitress. Come here, waitress. Are you listening to me? Sorry, yeah. No. Come here, waitress.
Sorry, no. Listen here now, waitress.
Look at the state of this spoon. It's all bent.
I don't have a spoon.
It's all bent. How can I stir my drink with this? Like?
Just the coffee. It's the coffee. Yeah, thank you.
Oh,
latte. Yeah, oh, the latte. Thank you.
And my chair is pure wonky.
I don't have a spoon.
You see it? My chair is pure wonky.
There's nobody here in front of me. Calm down, you absolute lunatic.
No, call her over. Waitress! What do you do? Call her over. Waitress!
Gone.
Rock back and forth on the chair and start shouting, it's wonky donkey like. Wonky donkey.
You're an absolute lunatic.
Just say, it's wonky donkey.
It's wonky donkey.
My chair is pure wonky.
My chair is pure wonky. People looking at me, well, they've got the throat of me.
But that's what we want, people looking at you. What
this
this
so funny. Is so horrible. It's awful. I'm hating this. And the cafe was absolutely jam-packed. It was jammed. People are looking at me and I'm like, the chair's wonky donkey. And you've been rocking back and forward. Now, there is a moment there where the waitress wasn't in front of me, but I'm talking to you saying, I don't have a spoon in front of me.
Rocking back and forth.
Rocking back and forth, talking to myself. All right, we'll play part two of that in the next few moments. Oh, crikey. Part two of me having to go into a cafe under Una's instructions, and the only person who can hear Una is me in my ear. And I have to do everything you tell me to do.
In different accents.
In different accents. So if you miss part one, don't worry, it will be on our podcast, which you can get on the new Go Loud app. It's called Breakfast Rolled, and you'll hear the full show there. And also, there's a video of this incident. It will be up in about 10 minutes' time, all right, at This Is iRadio on our socials. You ready for part two?
Go for it.
I don't want to listen to this whatsoever because it's the most awkward thing in my life.
The whole purpose of you being in there is to do what I tell you to do.
There's a lot of people in here.
Here's your oat milk latte.
Oat milk latte. Thanks very much.
Excuse
me, moi, cher.
In Paris, we would send this coffee to the bin.
In Paris, we say...
I would send this to the bin.
I would send this to the bin, Reese.
Sorry?
How am I expected to pilot this ditch water?
How would you expect me to drink this dish water?
Dish water?
Dish
the
water.
Irish can get nothing right, no?
Yeah, you can get nothing right, no?
Zero ambiance.
Zero ambiance.
French, s'il vous plaît. Je suis fatigué.
Je suis fatigué.
Sorry, I don't understand.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
Sing it. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
You speak Italian.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
Merde. No, mon Dieu.
Like she's really annoyed there. She's actually genuinely walked away.
Okay, I just got to stop there. She literally walked away.
I can't cope.
Is it natural for me to have knots on my stomach right now? What is this that I'm feeling?
Oh, what you said was really inappropriate.
Was it? All right. Let's go to part two.
There's something wrong with you.
Excuse me, waitress.
Excuse me, waitress.
Bring you over room to say again.
I just like you to know.
I just want you to know.
This coffee tastes like it was made. During the recession.
During the recession.
And just so you know.
Sorry.
And just so you know.
My good friend Gordon Ramsay, you might have heard of him.
My good friend Gordon Ramsay. Have you heard of Gordon Ramsay?
No, sorry.
He's never heard of Gordon Ramsay? Okay. He won't be happy about that.
He's visiting today, and he's on his way here.
Right. No, do you like to small easy?
No,
you don't know.
Oh, sorry, I do like to be there, both of you.
Now you're Gordon Ramsay. Stand up, and shout. You're all a bunch of stupid sandwiches.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you're all a bunch of stupid sandwiches.
I'm so sorry. This has been a wind up in my radio. I'm literally just saying what she's telling me to say in my ear, so you tell her to feck off.
Oh,
You get so aggressive, like, stand up call her a stupid sandwich.
No, mon ami, it is not aggression, it is passion, my friend. And you have...
Just because you do it in a French accent doesn't mean it's right.
Petty Leroy, that's what you have. You should have called them all a bunch of stupid sandwiches.
You're a petty filou. Listen, the video is going to be up just literally in less than 10 minutes' time on our Instagram, Facebook, and our TikTok as well, at This Is I Radio. It is what has to be the most awkward thing that I've ever done.
Your mugshot is going to be up everywhere. Don't let this man in.
For the whole month of January, I was just having the time of her life.
I am.
Sending me out to different places, and I don't know what I'm going to be doing, don't know what I'm going to be saying. All I have is a little earpiece in my ear, and I'm listening to Una say things, and I have to just repeat and do what she says.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
Sing it. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
Speak Italian.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
Merde. No, okay, mon Dieu.
I think she's really annoyed now. She's actually genuinely walked up on me.
She's standing there, right, with a notebook, waiting to take my order, and I'm shouting this stuff at her, and she just walks off. I don't blame her.
I don't blame her either.
Oh, my God. Listen, Una, I cannot deal with this anymore, and it's just too much.
People are loving us.
No, they're not.
So your oversized tongue is to blame for you not being able to speak French?
Because you just revealed to us, and I'm sorry, I'm really sorry about the visuals of this now, but he has been banging on about his oversized tongue, right? But that just kind of got me thinking, you know, what kind of fun nicknames? What kind of fun nicknames can we call?
Shout out to anybody else who suffers from sleep apnea.
Don't bring the tone
down. That's what it is.
Don't take it down with a big serious... No, you said oversized tongue.
Which is
so
what it
just
is.
Have a large... You have a large head as well, so I guess it...
Oh, Una, I swear to God. You're a bleeding howl. Oh, you have me chuckling along in the car, I swear to God. Brilliant. I love you.
Wait for it, right? So what kind of fun names, fun nicknames, you know, all in good spirit, good camaraderie, right? So how about...
By the way, she's waving her fist at me.
The slob father. Tongzilla. This is my favourite. Licky Minaj.
Licky Minaj.
Oh, you do bring me so much joy. Seriously.
This is iRadio.
Yeah.
Rain Radio, talk about on iRadio. Where hip music lives and where Una is let loose. You've been fun this morning.
Oh, so much fun. So much fun.
By the way, the video of the prank is in two parts, you'll be happy to know.
Yes!
And the first part is now on our Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook at This Is iRadio.
I gotta give her to you, Cooper. I would just be a ball of laughter if I was doing that. I would not be able to keep a straight face whatsoever. She probably thought like you had multiple personalities, like her. You were multilingual, like, you know, Rory McIlroy is Irish, you're American, and you're Northern, you know. I don't know how Una does it. I know she's only doing it on the phone, but she's quick off the mark.
She certainly is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
No. It is possibly the most awkward thing, and you can see I've for the first time this morning saw the video, and if you want to understand awkward body language for somebody who would be quite a confident person, go check it out at This Is iRadio.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go. Go, go, go.